Talmanova, Ms. Guthrie, and Suzanne, and Faye, just back from Ocala, and Suzanne over there all day, this Tuesday, the 6th of July, 71, and now Suzanne is reporting. Suzanne is reporting. Channel 1 over. Continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Tuesday, the 6th of July, 71.
And she says, all he talks about are those dogs. And I said, well, yeah, I go over there a lot, and we kind of hit it off because we both like the dogs. And she mentioned that how much money he used to have buying furs. And that, she says, and he was the handsomest man around here. She says, I told Marvin that, and he says, no, I don't believe that. She says, but I saw him, and he was handsome. So that's when she said, he always used to dress up. Whenever you'd see him, he'd have on a bow tie and a white shirt and a nice pair of pants. Whenever you'd see him. And then she went on to say he used to come over to their house and buy furs from Mr. Guthrie late at night. 4:30 in the morning sometimes. He'd be over there getting his furs. She said Mr. Guthrie never hunted with him, but he used to sell him the furs. And she mentioned that, you know, he barbered over in Micanopy, and he was the first man to cut her hair. Your back was like the whole time she sat on the floor. She had the fan on her out there on the porch, and she's sitting like this, and she just
rubbed her hair back and forth whenever she felt like it.
Yeah, she just get it back off her face.
Yeah.
Says he's the first man to cut her hair. And she said he had to quit that because he got TB. He had to quit barbering. And I said, well, did you know he used to sing? And she said, no, I didn't know that. I said, he said he used to go to singing schools. And she says, yes, we used to have those around here. She said... We used to have dances right here in this house. We'd clear out all the furniture in the dining room, just take everything out, and we'd get Pussell or something like that.
Persley,
is it? Well, I didn't. Anyway, and he'd come up and play for us. I said, he played the fiddle? She said, yes. He played the fiddle, and he called the dances. And you could just, he said, they just come from all over the place. And we'd have them two and three times a week right here in that dining room. And she says, and nobody got drunk, and we didn't have any fights, but we sure had a good time. And she says, and Mr. Guthrie used to dance with this woman that lived down the road, Mrs. Baum.
Bucknight,
yeah. And she said, and she was stout. And Mr. Guthrie said she was stout. I guess she was. And Mr. Guthrie said he'd rather dance with her than any other woman. And he used to do it. And they'd be out on the dance floor. I just see this. Mr. Guthrie looked like he's pretty tall.
And thin.
And this big stout woman, they're just doing a square dance all around the room.
And then on the 4th of July.
Yeah, on the 4th of July, she said everybody in this whole country would come out there to Orange Lake, and we'd have us an all-day picnic. We'd put in our orders with the fishermen early, and they'd save us catfish. They'd put them in a live box and keep it for us. And when it got time, we'd have us a fish fry and go cut down some swamp cabbage and fix that up. Have hush puppies, and everybody bring desserts, and we just have us a big party. She says, but they don't do that anymore. She says, and the niggers used to have their 4th of July on May 20th. They'd have a flag day, and they'd do the same thing. All the colored people in the whole countryside would get around, and they put up a big pole with a flag on it and dance around it. And she sat in, they just had a ball. They just really cut up singing and all. And she said, and they that was their big picnic. And they'd all gather around. She says that, she says, you ever read Marjorie Rollins' books? And I said, yes, I heard them. She says, well, Martha Mickens used to live down the road from me. And I knew her before Marjorie Rollins ever did. And she said, when I first came to this country, there were some old, old colored people. They'd been slaves. And she says, they're the ones that kind of used to get it started, this May 20th. This, she says, I guess that's the day they were set free. Emancipation Proclamation, I guess. And she said, but they don't do that anymore. She said, people just get in their cars and drive up and down these highways and go to the mountains and go to the beach and go to Daytona and go to Miami. And they just don't get together.
I didn't quite get that. Now, what the occasion for the black people?
She said they call it Flag Day on May 20th.
Yeah.
And she says, I think must be the day they were set free. And she said they just get around all over the countryside. And they'd sing and dance and
have picnics.
Play and have picnics and have a fish fry or whatever they wanted to eat. And they'd just make a day of it. She said, and they'd have buggies and cars. Buggies, I guess mostly mules. I shouldn't think they'd have too many cars. And she said, that just was their 4th of July.
That's right. I know, it was 20th of May.
Well, now that, that was on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
From, this is the 4th, this is that weekend of the 4th,
yeah.
You see. And I guess it was right quiet compared to all those old 4th of July she's had.
You know, she shows a little nervousness in the car.
I was driving too fast.
No, you were driving, but Suzanne's a good driver. She's a steady driver. She's driving around 50.
Miss Guthrie drives 30.
And so she teased a little bit. She said, now, from where she sat on the far corner, it looks like you're going a little faster than she was. She said, now stay down to 50. Keep your eyes on the road. She wouldn't have told
you. No, we
you
don't
that,
like to drive fast.
But she was telling Suzanne.
She told me.
Yes, yeah, she said she jumps you. She said, you go off the road. Get her to death.
She said if she had her way, she'd have a governor on there and 40 miles would be the limit. So on the way home, I cut it down to 40, and she commented on it. And I also stayed on the road. You know, the shoulders, nothing wrong with the shoulders if you go over a little bit more, which it makes people nervous, I guess.
She said all these roads are good for us to get killed on.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she agreed to go along.
Yes.
I really am.
Well, I think she's kind of worrying about that phone call. She's expecting it.
Well, mainly she didn't want to stay by herself either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, I said, you know, now if you want to go on home for this rain, Suzanne can drive you right up to your truck. She said, I'm not going home. I'm going to stay at your house till this is over.
And she left about time when she get home, just before Marvin, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're going to see Aunt Nora.
Yeah. I hope Aunt Nora stays up there a while and improves so I can go call on her. Aunt Nora, you know her?
Yeah.
She's the one that raised her.
That's what she says. She says my aunt and my mother.
And that's the reason she married Mr. Guthrie when she did in 1925, because Aunt Nora made it hard on her. She made her take care of all the children.
Yeah.
Now, that's all I know. She's never gone into detail what it was. But anyhow, they didn't have anything to do for a long time with each other, but they patched it up in the relationship. And Nora. Well, now that's, see, Suzanne's opened up all these categories, what they did on the 4th of July, see, and these parties they had, and pushed it back everything and had a dance right there in the dining room.
Can't imagine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People did that. Mm. Yeah.
She said they serenaded us too when she got married, Mr. Guthrie. She says, I got so mad at that damn nigger. He says, she told me they're going to come on Saturday night and we'd better be gone. She said, and they came on Wednesday night. She said, and they're rattling pants and banging pans and rattling chains and singing and yelling. And he says, and she says, and some man, he's calling Mr. Guthrie sweetheart all the time. That's just what he called. Came around the window and says, sweetheart, you in there? Miss Guthrie said, don't you answer him. The guy says, sweetheart, if you don't come out, we're coming in. And she said, and they did. She said, they just came right in the dining room and moved everything out and had themselves a party. She said, and I'm scared to death.
That's Mr. Guthrie's colored friend.
No, that's what I thought. I thought they were colored. And she says, no, they were white. It was just the colored men that warned them.
Oh, the colored men.
Probably played for them or something. Yeah. But it was mostly their white friends. There.
Mostly the white friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, are you in there?
Now, how about that? How about that? See?
Yeah.
That is remarkable, isn't it? Now, Suzanne, you see, Ms. Guthrie was always right at the heart of the party. And so was Miss Daisy. And you know we've talked about this, just mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
They've got something between them.
Oh, yes, they do.
And neither one of them will. They just climb up. They just tight-lip when it comes to that. Miss Mary and Miss Daisy won't say anything about Ms. Guthrie. And she calls her Mary. She won't say Miss Mary or Miss Guthrie or Miss Townsend. It's just Mary. So they are just two of a kind.
Oh, they cut a shine right there. We told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, you know, in here, they wanted to talk to them. And they said, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. So now it's cutting up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They've just got big stories somehow or other. Just cutting up.
When you have a party two or three times a week, there's bound to be some sort of cutting up going
on. You know there is. Yeah.
And that went on for years.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Things must look pretty sad to them.
I guess so.
You know they must.
Yeah. And their neighbors must look pretty sad.
Yeah, she went through and listed all the ones that were gone, families, you know, colored families that were gone, that she'd known when she first came in. She says, I just can't hardly get used to cooking for two people.
Yeah.
I expect she's used to cooking for quite a few.
Yeah.
Oh, and all those hands. Yeah. And they were always at a child around, somebody's child.
Yeah.
And she said she raised three children.
Yeah.
She got on the one as Miss Bocknight's daughter, I guess
it
was, that got pregnant. And her parents wouldn't let her stay there, and so she came to Miss Guthrie, but wouldn't tell her what was wrong. Till Miss Guthrie just asked her, is anything wrong? And the girl realized Miss Guthrie knew, and she wanted to find out who told her. Miss Guthrie says, well, I can see. So she said, and the girl stayed with her. And she said, and for a while, she went down and took care of another relative who was going to have a baby. And as soon as that baby was born, they just put her out in the road. You know, they wouldn't help her. So she came back to Miss Guthrie and had the baby there, and Miss Guthrie kept him 6 years. She showed me, she had this big picture album out.
Oh, yeah.
She showed me all sorts of pictures. And she said, and then she got married and came back for the boy. And she says, and Miss Rollins said, I'll take it to the court. I'll fight it for you. Miss Guthrie looked at me and she says, you know, she would have gotten a lot of publicity for that. I don't think she had, pretty sure Miss Rollins had ulterior motives about trying to keep that boy for her. But Miss Guthrie didn't want to take it to court. See, there wasn't any way she was going to get to keep the child.
And yeah, that involved my child.
Yeah. She says, and I haven't seen that boy since. She says, I've got no idea where he is. She didn't go into the other two.
Well, James is the other one, one of them. And who's the other one, Faye?
I was wondering who the third was. I knew these two.
I forget. James is the one who's an invalid up there now.
Oh, yeah. She said he lost a leg and
might
lose one.
Yeah, he'd been pretty much a wreck of his life, never did get straight himself. So she didn't come out very well on that. Now, the third one, I don't remember that one, Faye.
I don't either. I don't know that I ever heard her talk about it. Just these two.
She said she's down in the Hawthorne. And some man she knew there says, you want any children around? He says, I've got some kids here that I've got to find homes for. She says, no thanks, I've been that road. She says, I don't want any more children around. She says, I didn't know whose children they were. And she says, besides that, I've had enough of that.
But she'd love to have a party around, wouldn't she?
She sure would.
You see, Faye?
She still would.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that one night over there in that drawing room, one of the liveliest times I ever had, when we were talking about the homecoming at the church. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, all that wickedness came out, her slant ways, you know, and all like that. She did later. Oh, yeah.
We say so often that you really need to see her when she talks. You know, one day she's standing out there and it's raining more than it was, is now, at the corral. I said, Miss Mary, you want to get over here on the street? I like it. I feel good. I like it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's the way she said it,
yeah.
You know, just a child of nature.
Now they want a boat.
To fish.
Get out on Iron Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's ever fished from a boat. I think they fish from a
mm-hmm.
bank, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, she wanted it. She said they got thinking about paying the yearly rent on the Wakaloosa. Is that Wakaloosa? Well, anyway, the land they graze their cattle on over there by the lake. And taxes and buying hay and fertilizer, and she listed all these things, and feed and property taxes. And she says, and she got to thinking how horrible a bank account looks when you take out that much money. I said, I know that feeling. She said, and I told Marvin, we can just wait on that boat. We don't need it that bad.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody has to own a boat or something, see? There's plenty of people got a boat, don't use it twice a year.
She said, I guess we'll just have to rent one a while longer.
Yes, why not? Why own it?
I guess it's like all that haying equipment she bought.
Yeah.
just want to own it. I got to get going. Jim's got nothing.
Well, you had a date.
Yeah.
You want to call him?
Hmm?
You want to call him?
No, I go on right in.
I closed your window. I got in in time to close your window.
And you'll have to put down the, you'll have to use your typewriter a little bit now, put down the high thing.
John went over around 440, 50 on this big machine. I'm not so sure about the numbers. And the end of the visit with Suzanne and Ms. Guthrie and Faye this Tuesday, the 6th of July, 71. Suzanne spent the day with Ms. Guthrie. Then she came over here, and she and Ms. Guthrie went to Ocala with Faye on an errand for me. An electrical storm got them on the way back. So they stopped here, and Ms. Guthrie sat in the kitchen and talked for half an hour or better, and then Suzanne picked it up. And that's some of the finest reporting I've heard. This is Channel 1 over, the round 450. This Suzanne and Ms. Guthrie and Faye, this Tuesday, the 6th of July, 1971. Now, this is a telephone tape that at 7:30, between 7:30 and 8, Tuesday morning, that started it all. This is a telephone tape, and this is on Channel 1 over, at the end of the reporting of Suzanne and Ms. Guthrie's talk that afternoon. Now, I'm transferring the telephone tape. I'm transferring now the telephone tape. That was at 7:30, Tuesday morning, the 6th of July, 71.
This is Mary
Town. Well, hello, Miss Mary.
Do we?
I say hello, good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
How about y'all coming over?
How about us coming over today?
This morning.
Well, you know, we just have just got up. I haven't seen Guy. What's on your mind?
Nothing, only I'd just like for you to come over.
Well, I tell you.
Did it storm at your house last night?
Oh, man, did it.
I mean, we had one here.
How much did it do?
Do it?
Did it rain?
Oh, it rained and it thundered and it lightened. It really come a storm.
And, well, we had little. Maybe you had more than we did. Mostly lightning we had.
Oh, we had a storm. I just got ready to go to the hospital when it started, and it was so bad I didn't get to go.
You going to the hospital?
My aunt.
Oh, yeah.
That we share when Mr. Miles come over.
I see.
She's in the hospital. She's awful sick.
Well, and you just had more fireworks than you've had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How much rain did you have?
Oh, we had a flood. It rained. It stormed, I tell you, it stormed.
Well, it's a good thing Marvin was there.
Y'all ride over this morning. I'm looking for Lucy.
Yeah.
I called from her.
Yeah.
And it may be that I have to go up to the hospital. Y'all get...
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll try to get there.
Y'all get you some coffee and come on over. Come on over and drink coffee with me.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll try to get there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now that was a little short. 7:30 tape. On this channel went over, this 7:30, the Tuesday, this right after the long weekend of the 4th of July, channel went over, and that's the little telephone tape from 7:30, Tuesday morning, the 6th of July, 71. Now here at noon, I call over there to see if they'll go to Ocala with Faye. So now this is a new one. I don't know what time it is, but they are just trying to sit down to this Fish and Hush Puppies. They are celebrating, and I had no idea what was going on.
Hello?
Well, good morning, afternoon.
Hi.
This is Guy.
Yes.
And you're all
we're
still
just sitting around here talking about you.
Well, good. Dad Byrne, I sure have wished
what's
I
that?
Listen, I wished I'd been over there.
Yeah, we eating fish and hush puppies.
Think of that.
We eating fish and hush puppies. And pickles.
Did Suzanne tell you about those pickles we had? We had them on the table here for months, didn't we? Let me tell you, Faye wants to talk to you just a half second.
Okay.
Miss Mary?
Yes, ma'am.
I wish I was sitting over there with you.
I wish you were, too.
Well, I've been fiddling around with these old wasp stings, and I've got to go to Ocala. And I need somebody to go with me. Anybody over there would go with me?
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Miles. I
just need to go down there and stay about 30 minutes and come back.
Expecting a phone call from the hospital, and I haven't got it yet.
Oh, shoot.
What time are you going?
Well, I could just go any time, you know. I need to go, fairly soon, don't I, Guy? Yeah, I need to go, you know, fairly soon. But it won't take long.
Well, I could go down there and come right back.
Well, you and Suzanne talk it over and see.
Okay.
See who can go with me. Y'all just whoever can. Okay.
You want her to go too?
No, it doesn't matter. I was just I was just thinking you might
mm-hmm.
go. I thought she had to go on maybe after a while. But it doesn't matter.
Okay, well we'll talk it over.
You talk it over. All right.
Well, that's that second little telephone tape. And she said they'd talk it over. I think that's just perfectly charming. They'd talk it over. And that's the end of those two little telephone tapes, one at 7:30 and one between 12 and 1 o'clock. Tuesday, the 6th of July, 71, and this is Channel 1 Over, and I've put these two at the end of the Ms. Guthrie's visit at late that afternoon, 4 o'clock, see? And then Suzanne's reporting. And that's the end of this little thing.